Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Negotiators for the White House and congressional Republicans are still trying to reach a deal to raise the country's borrowing authority. The U.S. Treasury Department says they have roughly 8 days left to do so. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on what, if any, compromise might come out of the meetings.
The big sticking point is still the Republican push for spending cuts. The House GOP bill that passed last month rolled back federal spending levels to those from 2 years ago. The White House is suggesting that they freeze spending levels to where they are now. But the message that we're hearing from the speaker and over again is he wants the country to be spending less than it's spending now, and he's not willing to raise the debt ceiling without those cuts.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. Nearly a year after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Planned Parenthood says it is preparing to restructure. As NPR's Sarah McCammon reports, that means some layoffs of the organization's employees.
Planned Parenthood, which provides a variety of reproductive health services, including abortion, through its clinics around the country, is the nation's most well-known abortion provider. In more than a dozen states where the procedure is now illegal, the organization has had to shift the way it does business, in some cases expanding services like transgender care. In a statement, Planned Parenthood Federation of America says it will reimagine its national office and refocus on helping local affiliates. The union representing Planned Parenthood employees says it's been told to expect layoffs affecting between 10 and 20% of Planned Parenthood's national staff, or at least 80 people. Sarah McCammon, NPR News, Washington.
A special rapporteur who investigated alleged Chinese interference in Canadian politics has delivered a report. Emma Jacobs says it affirms that Beijing has supported disinformation and influence campaigns targeting Canadian politicians.
Special Rapporteur David Johnston said his review of thousands of documents has confirmed foreign efforts aimed at recent federal elections and specific members of parliament. He says he has also found serious shortcomings in communication of intelligence between Canadian government officials. But he had not found any wrongdoing by the Trudeau government in its response to Chinese interference. Johnston said the sensitivity of intelligence meant he could not recommend holding a wider public inquiry.
A public review of classified intelligence simply cannot be done.
Trudeau said the government welcomes the report and its recommendations and that Canada will never tolerate foreign interference in its democracy. For NPR News, I'm Emma Jacobs in Montreal.
Residents of Guam are hunkered down ahead of Typhoon Mawar's arrival. The U.S. military has moved ships away from the U.S. territory island. Forecasters say it could gain strength later today. This is NPR. The Teamsters Union and UPS are holding contract talks in hopes of averting a strike when their current agreement expires on July 11th. UPS handles about a quarter of the roughly 24 million packages delivered in the U.S. each day. The last time that UPS workers went on strike was in 1997. One of the nation's oldest theaters, the Pasadena Playhouse, will receive this year's Regional Theater Tony Award. As Jess London reports, Broadway's highest honors will be handed out on June 11th.
Since 1976, the Tony Awards have presented annual honors to regional theaters across the United States, a fertile part of the country's play and musical development ecosystem. This year, the Tony goes to the Pasadena Playhouse, California's official state theater. Established in 1917, the Playhouse has presented premieres by Eugene O'Neill, Tennessee Williams, and Susan Laurie Parks, among others. The Regional Theater Award is recommended by the American Theater Critics Association, and the honor is accompanied by a grant of $25,000. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy says parents and caregivers should take immediate action to protect kids from the potentially harmful effects of using social media. Murthy is asking policymakers to regulate social media like they regulate car seats, baby formula, and other products that children use. U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.